Srila Prabhupada incorporated ISKCON in July of 1966. At that time, one of his members, was asking him, "Why are you calling it International Society for Krishna Consciousness? You should call it International Society for God Consciousness." And Prabhupada said, "No. It has to be Krishna Consciousness, because God Consciousness is a vague term, whereas Krishna Consciousness is very scientific and exact." So at that time, Prabhupada established 7 purposes for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And I was thinking this morning during my chanting that it would be good to review those 7 purposes so that we know what this movement is all about. I may have an idea, you may have an idea. And in the age of Kali, ideas are as plentiful as noses. Everybody has their idea. But Prabhupada's idea of what this movement is, he stipulated in these 7 purposes. So we're going to read them and explain. So let's chant something before. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanna Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanna Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Trinadapi Sunichena Torora Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharan. One who can think oneself, lower than the blade of grass, lower than the straw in the street? Who can be more tolerant than a tree? Who can offer respects to all living entities? And who does not expect honor from others, can always easily chant the holy name of the Lord. And following in the footsteps of Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I would like to offer my respects to you, my audience. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitarang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I want to come to this platform where I can always easily chant the holy name, because Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. When Lord Chaitanya received Harinam Diksha from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, his spiritual master told him, "You don't do anything. You simply chant Hare Krishna mantra." And this Harinama Eva Kevalam verse from the Brihan Naradiya Purana, Ishwara Puri recited to Lord Chaitanya, telling him, "You simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra and you will get everything, all spiritual success." And Lord Chaitanya strictly obeyed his guru, and within a short time, Lord Chaitanya, because he's Krishna and he chants without offense, he immediately started to experience ecstatic symptoms of love of God. So he immediately went back to his guru, because Lord Chaitanya, he's teaching us by his example, whenever there's a doubt or a question about spiritual life, one must immediately consult the guru. So Lord Chaitanya went to his spiritual master and said, "You told me not to read Vedanta Sutra. You told me just to simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra. I did that. But now these things are happening. My hairs are standing on end. My voice is choking. Tears are coming out of my eyes like a syringe. I'm sometimes feeling paralyzed. What am I doing wrong?" And his Guru Maharaj said, "No." His Guru Maharaj said, "I am a nonsense. But because you have strictly obeyed my instructions, then you have achieved the fruit of chanting love of God." So here is Lord Chaitanya. His Guru has already certified that he has achieved the success of chanting. So Lord Chaitanya didn't say, "Okay, now I'm going to take a vacation." No. His guru said, "Go on chanting." Even though he had achieved perfection, his guru said, "Now go on chanting." So this is instructive, that the success of chanting is that you want to do more chanting. It's not that I'm chanting to reach some stage and then I retire. No. You're chanting so that you really begin to chant. In this stage that we're in, this is the apprentice stage. No, I'm not talking about that Donald Trump guy. No. The apprentice means we are practicing to come to the stage where we really chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And what is that stage? You can't stop. You want to chant more and more and more, and you don't want to stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he said, go on chanting, and in the association of devotees. That was another thing that his guru told me. You chant, but in the association of devotees. That's why Prabhupada has established his temples, so that we have association. Temple means devotees coming to associate, to chant, talk about Krishna, dance, and take prasad. And the third thing his guru said, after perfection, he already achieved perfection, the third thing he said is, now go out and preach and give this Harinam, Krishna's name, to everyone. Distribute it. So these were the three things Lord Chaitanya's guru told him after Lord Chaitanya achieved perfection in chanting. To continue to chant in the association of devotees and go out and preach. Therefore, we in ISKCON, we follow this principle of Lord Chaitanya. We incessantly, we ask everyone, please chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So now the seven purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The first item is broken out into several parts. First, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large. So that's the first purpose of ISKCON. Systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large. So it's not just for a little clique. It's for everyone. ISKCON is for everyone. And what is that spiritual knowledge? That spiritual knowledge is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. That spiritual knowledge begins with, I am not my body, I am not my mind, I am eternal spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. As Lord Chaitanya, he taught that actually the Vedas, all the Vedas are teaching only three things. What is my relationship with Krishna? How do I act in terms of that relationship? And how to achieve the ultimate goal of that relationship, love of God. Lord Chaitanya taught all the Vedas are simply teaching these three things. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. So, systematically propagate spiritual knowledge. So that's the first item. Number point, and this is under the first item. To educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life. So if we study Prabhupada's books, you'll learn so many techniques of spiritual life. In fact, there's a very nice book, Nectar of Devotion, which is filled with so many techniques of spiritual life. Because the way Prabhupada taught in his movement, that this is a science. It's not whimsical. It's very scientific. There's an exact process. And those teachings are there throughout the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially this Nectar of Devotion. Next, in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity in peace in the world. Yes, in the material world, there is this imbalance of values. Why? Because the conditioned soul has the cheating propensity. Everyone in the material world is cheating himself and others. And you don't have to go very far, just read the headlines every day. There's one scandal after another, cheating. And you all know what happens on April 15th every year. That cheating propensity becomes very prominent. So that's the symptom of the conditioned soul, cheating propensity. And so I cheat you, you cheat me, therefore there's an imbalance. And to achieve real unity and peace, that Krishna has already given us in the Bhagavad Gita. Unity is not possible on the material platform. That's why Prabhupada used to criticize the United Nations. He used to say that they wanted this United Nations for peace, but every year there's a new country and a new flag. So where is the unity? And Krishna explains, you want peace? Like in my preaching, so many times I go to different people's homes, and sometimes people come up to me and say, oh, can you give me peace, as if I have some magic wand? And I'm supposed to wave my magic wand and give them peace. Or maybe blow on their forehead or something like that. But Krishna doesn't say anything like that in the Bhagavad Gita. That you wave the magic wand and you'll get peace. No. Peace is not a cheap thing. You don't go to the ATM. Yes, I'll take 16 quarts of peace, please. No, it doesn't work that way. Krishna explains how to get peace. You want peace? Give up sinful activities. That's why Prabhupada would never accept a disciple unless they were willing to follow those four principles. No meat eating. You want peace? No more eating of meat, fish, and eggs. You want peace? No illicit sex. You want peace? No intoxication. You want peace? No gambling. These are the four things. You give up these four things, then we can talk about peace. Krishna explains in the Gita, if you know three things, then you can have peace. That Krishna is the enjoyer, that Krishna is the proprietor, and Krishna is the dearmost friend. Krishna says, if you follow these three things, then you will have peace. So this is the first item of ISKCON. Next, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the two main scriptures that we study in ISKCON. Sometimes people want to introduce this book or that book, but Prabhupada has made it very clear. Oh, simply on Gita and Bhagavatam, we can propagate consciousness of Krishna. Notice, he's very exact. Consciousness of Krishna. Because you learn in Krishna consciousness that who is the ultimate manifestation of God? It is Krishna. Prabhupada is very clear on this point. That Krishna is the ultimate phase of the Absolute Truth. And ISKCON is meant to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is taught in the Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Number three, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. So this is another purpose, that we, the inner circle, the inner congregation, we are meant to help each other get nearer to Krishna. Therefore, it's a competition-less society. In the material world, everyone's competing how to become top dog. Everyone is very vicious in the various industries, entertainment industry, business, and there's very, very fierce competition. But in ISKCON, it's competition-less because the mood is, I'm here to bring you nearer to Krishna. And your mood should be to bring me nearer to Krishna. In other words, coining a silly song, I help you, you help me. Right? This is what Krishna consciousness is. We help each other get nearer to Krishna. In other words, I remind you, my dear Prabhu, here's an opportunity to serve Krishna. Here's an opportunity to hear about Krishna. Here's an opportunity to taste Krishna Prasad. There are six loving exchanges between devotees. And the more that you and I can do that with each other, help each other get nearer to Krishna, we are fulfilling what Prabhupada envisions for ISKCON. Thus, to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Again, he's extending it not just for in-house, but outside. Because Prabhupada's vision is everyone is a devotee of Krishna. Everyone. The Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, the atheists, George Bush, everyone. Someone said, what about the devil? Yes, even the devil. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. And the devotee's business is, they may be whoever they are, but my business is to somehow or other get them to come to Krishna. That's the vision of a devotee. How can I bring this person nearer to Krishna? I was explaining in a class I was giving somewhere else earlier today that at least, whoever I see, whoever I meet, I can at least say, Hare Krishna. I used to work in Westwood years ago. I had a regular bookkeeping job. So when I had my own office. So when the phone rang, I used to go, Haribo. And they thought I was saying hello. But I was saying, Haribo. So in this way, they were getting benefit. They thought I was saying hello, but I was saying, Haribo. Right? And I used to work on the computer, and at the same time, I had my clicker. Some of you have clickers. So you chant on the clicker, because it's very difficult to chant on beads and work on a computer. But you can do it with the clicker. So I used to chant gajillion rounds in the office doing bookkeeping work. And so other people in the office, there was an intercom, so all they had to do was press, and they could hear me or get my attention. So one time, one of the salesmen, he heard me chanting, and he was mimicking me. He was going, but he was hearing me chanting like that. So the idea is that following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, whoever we see, whoever we meet, somehow or other, remind them of Krishna. Or like what my wife does. She works in a law office. So there's these big, big fat attorneys. They like to eat all day. So she'll make some prasad, leave it out, and all day long they're coming by her desk. And they're eating Krishna prasadam. Like that. They're being influenced by Krishna without knowing it. This is the subversive tactics of ISKCON. That we were hearing this morning that this Hare Krishna mantra acts knowingly or unknowingly. Even though someone may not know, just like sometimes when Prabhupada was here, someone might write an article, very vicious article. The Hare Krishnas are like that and the Hare Krishnas are like that. So Prabhupada would look at the article and see how many times they mentioned Hare Krishna. And he said, very good. Very good. That even though they are saying negative, but at least they're saying Hare Krishna. Because the sound is absolute. The sound is absolute. So whether they... And I remember when I was brand new coming to the temple, I was only coming for the prasadam. I wasn't interested in anything else. I was just coming for the samosas. So somebody... It was like my second time at the temple. So somebody... either stepped on my toe, so I wanted to get angry and say something, but the devotee girl said, no, do it like this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You don't? And so, sometimes you know, you're driving your car, here in Los Angeles, somebody cuts you off, you know what you feel like saying, right? So when that happens, you should go, Hare Krishna! Like that. So this way, you get your anger out, but it's absolute, and you make spiritual advancement. And if they hear you, they make spiritual advancement. Because sometimes road rage, even you're saying it in your car, the other guy can hear you. So, practice, and with any, I'm just giving you some ideas, no matter how, whatever it is, somehow or other, get the name of Krishna out there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Number four, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that we did last Sunday. How many of you all went to Rath Yatra? So that was all just an excuse to go out and chant. We do all these things, but basically what we really wanted everyone to see Jagannath, but besides seeing Jagannath, we wanted everyone to chant, dance, and my favorite, take prasad. That's the most important thing. Don't you know? That's the most important item. Prasadam eva kevalam. So the Sankirtan movement, is that we go out and distribute the chanting of the holy name. So whether it's Rath Yatra or the devotees go out a couple of days a week, they go to different places and they're outside loudly chanting. And Prabhupada envisions this for ISKCON, that we should go out. Or once a year we do that Martin Luther King parade, right? And you're there chanting and dancing, right? And the devotees. Why do we do that? We're not doing it because we're thinking of winning a prize. We're there to distribute the holy name. That's because the devotees who joined this movement in the beginning, they know this was ingrained in them, this fourth item. Prabhupada stressed this point, that we don't just sit around in the temple. We go out and we preach and distribute the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Number 5, to erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. So Prabhupada in India has established 3 big temples, one in Vrindavan, one in Mayapur, and one in Bombay. And as far as India, this fulfills. And also here in America, Prabhupada has his temples, like here in Los Angeles, we have our Bhagavad Gita Museum. So we want to increase and improve and expand and make Krishna consciousness more and more readily available and attractive to society at large. Dedicated to the personality of Krishna. He's very consistent. Again, he's hammering the personality of Krishna. Number 6, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life with a view towards achieving... Okay, wait, that's the last one. So this was Prabhupada's concept. Simple living, high thinking. Whereas in the material world, that's high living and simple thinking. It's just the opposite. So we are meant to... When it says simple living, it means that nothing is denied. Your material needs are not denied in Krishna consciousness. Your needs, material needs, may be greater than mine, or mine may be greater than yours. It's okay. You're allowed to be comfortable, but your life, your material life, should not be so complicated that your spiritual life is non-existent. In other words, you can tell how nicely you're advancing because you should see that your materialistic activities are decreasing and your spiritual activities are increasing. It is just like a balance scale. If one side is going up, the other side has to go down. Sometimes people misunderstand, and it's unfortunate because they think, oh, I want everything material and I want everything spiritual. No, can't have it like that. Doesn't work that way. If you really want spiritual life, then material life has to decrease. So, like I was saying, and Prabhupada used to teach, that yes, everyone is allowed their quota, what you need to live nicely, peacefully, but it should not be at the expense of your Krishna consciousness. So you're going to have to make decisions in your life. Where to live, how to live, how big, what kind of car. There's so many different things you have to decide. Okay, but when you make your decisions, the decision should be now, if I take this step, how is it going to affect my chanting? That's how I always judge everything. Okay, somebody wants me to do something, or they want me to do this thing, but now I consider, if I make this move, am I going to be spending less time chanting or more time chanting? That's how I make my decision. So the decisions that we make throughout our lives should always be a decision which is going to be favorable so that our spiritual life increases. Because the goal is to be practicing more and more spiritual life, more and more Krishna conscious activities. That is how we decide. Otherwise, if I'm constantly increasing my material things, then I'm going to find less and less time for hearing and chanting and going to the temple like that and doing service. Because instead, I'm putting more emphasis in my material life. But you can't do both. There's only 24 hours in a day. So a good portion of the time, quality time, should be sent for Krishna. Therefore, everyone should be spending some time every day chanting and reading. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last item. With a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. Yes, this is something Prabhupada stressed, even especially here in Los Angeles. There used to be a phrase all the time that books are the basis. Everything in Krishna consciousness is based on Prabhupada's books, like it was mentioned, Gita and Bhagavatam. Everything's there. So the whole movement is based on the books. All right, books are the basis, and utility is the principle. In other words, everything for a devotee has its utilization in the service of Krishna. This microphone. This microphone should be used to broadcast Krishna's glories. This computer. You look in this computer, all you're going to find is Shastra. You're not going to find anything else. This computer is solely for the purpose of reading Gita, Bhagavatam, like that, Shastra. Whatever you have, right? The utility is the principle that, yes, you are allowed to use anything and everything, but its utilization should be for the pleasure of Krishna, for spreading Krishna consciousness, for your spiritual life. Then the third item, so books are the basis, utility is the principle, purity is the force. That, like I mentioned before, Prabhupada would not accept a disciple unless they agreed to make those four vows. So that keeps you pure. And then on top of that, you add the chanting of Hare Krishna, now you become super pure. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And a devotee is pure inside and out. In Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would stress, your clothes should be clean, your work area should be clean, your house should be clean, or apartment, your car should be clean. Because Prabhupada used to say, something my mother used to say all the time, but Prabhupada had a better way of emphasizing it for me. My mother would say it, I was going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Prabhupada said it, oh, I would say, oh, that's the same thing my mother said. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And when I heard that from Prabhupada, I was like, oh, my mother was my first guru. Because she used to always say that. But I never listened. But at least now I'm listening now. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Cleanliness. So a devotee outside, he's clean. He takes a bath at least twice a day, if not three times. Externally clean. And then internally clean. Yes, internally clean. By always remembering and thinking about Krishna. That's how you remain internally clean. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So purity is the force, and then the last item, preaching is the essence. And Prabhupada personally demonstrated that by his own life. Preaching is the essence. In fact, Prabhupada used to say, I want to be like Arjuna. I want to be out in the battlefield preaching and giving up my body in that way. So Prabhupada emphasized, preaching is the essence behind everything ISKCON is supposed to do. The idea is to preach, to bring and give Krishna to others. It's not meant just to keep it behind closed doors. Krishna is to give to everyone. So everything we do in Krishna consciousness is preaching. Even, why did Prabhupada establish such an elaborate form of deity worship? This elaborate form of deity worship, so many people have told me over the years, that nowhere do they see, other than ISKCON, such elaborate form of worship. So much money is spent. Why? Because Prabhupada sees even the worship of the deity as preaching. Because when the deity is dressed opulently, nicely, it attracts you away from the materialistic attractions, especially here in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Right? There are so many movies and so many attractions, but they're not going to help you in your spiritual life. In fact, they'll take you to hell. So therefore, the deity must be dressed very, very opulently to attract your mind and senses so that you become attached to Krishna. After all, Krishna's name means all attractive. So when you come before the deity, you are looking at the deity, and the purpose is to gradually, gradually become more and more attracted. And maybe as time goes on, you'll see that you'll develop personal attachment to one particular deity. For instance, let's see. How many people are most attached to Dwarkadish? How many to Rukmini? We have any Rukmini? Oh, we have some Rukmini. Okay, how many people, Balaram? Yes, Balaram's my favorite. How many Jagannath? How many Subhadra? How many Lord Chaitanya? Oh, somebody, okay. How many Nityananda? Now, some of you I know, you travel all over the world, and you also develop attachment for different deities in the world. Right? This is good. And Prabhupada, one of the purposes later on that Prabhupada established is that why he opens up so many temples, so that a businessman and you go on vacation, so you go and you can also go and see Krishna. Like we have our temple in Hawaii, so Hawaii is a very, people want to go for vacation, fine, but don't forget Krishna is also in Hawaii, right? And now, year after year, more and more temples are opening up so that wherever you go, there will be Krishna. And someday in the future, all over the globe, Africa, China, and I'm waiting for the day, Saudi Arabia, we will have a Hare Krishna temple. What do you think? And Iran, what do you think? I guess that'll have to be after certain things happen, which I don't want to get into right now. But that's Lord Chaitanya's prediction. In every town and village, my name will be sung. So there are certain parts of the world where still Lord Chaitanya's name has not been sung. So somebody will get that credit. Somebody will be established the first Krishna conscious temple in Saudi Arabia. He will definitely, that or she, will go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, we are waiting for that day. Yes, we have exciting times ahead. If we simply just simply follow Prabhupada's easy success formula. Chant Hare Krishna, dance, and my favorite, take prasad. All in favor, say Hari Bol. Shall we go take prasad? All right, let's chant one Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody! Again, one more time, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare.
Okay, it's time for the Olympics. Krishna Bhavana, you're the judge. And be impartial. Okay? So I'll chant, then the ladies chant. Just the ladies. I'll chant again, just the men. No cross-dressing. Okay? I chant, then the ladies. I chant, then the men. You decide who has the most bhakti. Okay? And you're a Brahmin, so you have to be honest. Okay? You accept this service? Okay. I chant, then ladies. I chant, then men. And men, don't let me down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ladies. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, men. Envelope, please. And the winner is...
I tend to lean towards the men, but I think it's a tie.
I knew you were going to do that, because you don't want to get beat up outside. All right, we won't argue with the judge. The judge has given his decision. It's a tie. And next time I give a class here, we'll do it again and see if we have a tiebreaker. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Have a good week in Krishna consciousness. Please honor prasadam to your full satisfaction. I know I will. Thank you, Bhavana.